Jordan Turner. He's kind of standing over the center, waits. They crash the end, crash the nose, and Jordan Turner gets a free shot looping around the right tackle and drilling Davis Brin on that play.
Alex Smith from Melbourne, Australia, on the punt. Jim Ray, DK deep at the Wisconsin 30-yard line. Badgers get a big special teams moment here. Snap clean. Kick is away from the left footer as signaling for the fair catch will be DK. And he'll make it at about the 25-yard line in Wisconsin territory. 44-yard punt. 10:25 left of the first half. 7-7 the score.
What I like there, you started seeing more. You got your inside linebacker, Mumajung Mehta, lined up over the left tackle. Then you had your D-line, and you had Jordan Turner kind of standing, hovering around and moving, and it puts pressure. You try to figure out, okay, where do I declare? Where am I as an O-lineman, as a center, going to direct my traffic? And they didn't do a nice job there of picking up the stunt. Turner with a big-time hit on the quarterback.
Chez Malusi back in there at running back. Will Poling slot to the left on first and 10. Hand off Malusi over the right side. Little, if anything, there. Audrey Jackson on the stop. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. Second down and 7. Badgers at their 28-yard line. Hayden Rucci motions right to left. Shotgun snap to Mordecai. Four-man rush. It darted over the middle. Broken up. Incomplete. Intended for Will Poling. Davon Gilmore, the linebacker, a transfer from Wingate, where he was a Division II All-American last year. He breaks it up. Third down and 7 for Wisconsin at its own 28-yard line.
Yeah, got there a little early, but they're letting that go. Got there a little early, got arms chopped on it before Pauling could bring it in.
Three receivers left, Bryson Green to the right. Mordecai looking Green's way, throws right side, tipped up and almost intercepted. Very dangerous there. It fell incomplete. Hickman was close to it.
Yeah, I don't know how many three and outs. It has been kind of feast or famine so far. And it's when you do what Wisconsin is doing, it's so much about rhythm that you really need to. You get that first down, you can start feeling, getting in the vibe. And unfortunately, it's just been, I think that's three and outs already, at least, for Wisconsin's offense.
Yes, it is. For the Badger 28, Atticus Bertram's on to punt again. And hit this one fairly short and running up on it and cradling it. A little bit dangerous there as Caleb Hood able to gather. 38-yard punt from Bertram's, and Georgia Southern will start at its 33-yard line. We'll keep it here with 9 minutes and 42 seconds left in the first half. The Badgers and Georgia Southern tied at 7. Well, the better start that we were hoping for has not unfolded. So now you see how they're going to handle it here. Defense got a three and out the last time around, but clearly as this game gets deeper, the confidence level rises for Georgia Southern.
Yeah, that's why getting off to that fast start, you heard that messaging throughout the week, because when you're playing teams that are not expected to beat you, you really want to kind of give them no hope that they can. Right now, Georgia Southern is looking at it from a stats standpoint. They're outplaying the Wisconsin Badgers right now. So now you're saying, all right, can we create a turnover? Can we do something big to get that momentum shift that we saw with the first turnover that we saw a couple weeks ago? How do we recapture that? Because you're tested now. You're in a dogfight. How are you going to respond? That's what everybody's been wondering all week, and here's your opportunity to showcase that.
So I called for a turnover early. Maybe I should quit while I'm ahead, but do you have anything you'd like to?
I think you're seeing it when Wisconsin needs to find a way to get these guys in third and 5+, because you're seeing some of these blitz packages and you're hitting the quarterback. And whenever you can get a good stick on a quarterback, that's when those turnovers and those things happen.
So you're calling for a sack fumble or maybe a hit to an interception?
I think a sack fumble, but okay. I really think it's not only it's great when you hit him, but it's also that quarterback starts feeling that and maybe throws it earlier than they want, or they maybe have to make a decision that they don't want to make. And that would be the ideal situation. So I'm not ready to call for that yet, but I think that one of these next third and 5+, don't be surprised if you see a sack strip because the pass rush, unlike the first two games, we're seeing more hits on the quarterback. We're not allowing that comfortability, especially on third down, that maybe we saw in the first half of the first two games of the season.
More Hall of Fame introductions during the television timeout. Monte Ball, one of the great running backs in Wisconsin football history, and the late Bob Teague recognized. His son Adam was in town last night. Bob was the first black student athlete at Wisconsin to start for the Badger football team. That was back in 1949. He led the team in rushing, was all conference. And back in those days, it made sense to turn down a chance to play professional football. Instead, he wrote for a newspaper in Milwaukee and ended up being one of the great journalists going on to New York, New York Times, WNBC, as well as NBC itself. And finally recognized last night, another great Hall of Fame event here in town. 9:42 left in the first half. 7-7 the score. Georgia Southern starting at the Eagles 33-yard line. Kurt Neal in there at nose for Wisconsin. First down, Bryn swings it left. Irwin Burgess the catch across the 30, 35-yard line, and he gets belted by Travion Blaylock at the 37 on a gain of 4.
Davis Bryn's doing a nice job of getting the ball out of his hand quick, and the perimeter blocking by Georgia Southern's giving these guys an opportunity to get vertical and continue to get 3-4 yards early in these downs.
Six different receivers have at least one catch. He's 11 of 20 through the air is Bryn. Caleb Hood, slot right, motions left, second and six. Shotgun snap, little flip inside to Hood, gets by one, but not the other. James Thompson Jr. is there to wrap him up at the 40-yard line. Third down and 3 for Georgia Southern at its own 40.
Really love what I've been seeing out of James Thompson the last couple weeks. That's all about effort and hustle when you're a D lineman and you're chasing down wideouts, running backs on those little bubble screen quick throws. Great effort there by Thompson.
Three receivers right. Derwin Burgess to the left, covered up by Alexander Smith. O.J. Arnold, the running back, motions out wide left. Smith cheats out on him. Snap to Bryn. Three-man rush. Bryn looking, throwing, right seam, caught. In Wisconsin territory, that was Burgess, wrapped up by Hunter Wohler at the 43-yard line of Wisconsin. Yet another third down conversion for Georgia Southern, now into Wisconsin territory.
Yeah, Wisconsin decided to just rush three, and their offensive line did a nice job of picking it up. You flood that zone with coverage, but give Davis Bryn credit, threaded that needle and picked up another first down.
From the Wisconsin 43-yard line, Hood slot left, motions to the right. Bryn fakes the handoff to Arnold, and he'll throw it right side. Reaching up for it is Burgess, incomplete. A break for Wisconsin because Burgess was wide open. Pass was off target near the 25-yard line of Wisconsin. It's now second and 10, Georgia Southern at the Badger 43.
Just seeing a little miscommunication. There's been too many breaks in coverage because if that's a good throw, that may have been a touchdown. Fortunately, a little high and up to the right, and you're unable to haul it in. But again, you're seeing some holes outside. If you get in between the safety and the linebacker, you're seeing some miscommunications.
7:58 left in the half, tied at 7 on 2nd and 10. Bryn again to throw, looking, floats it, and it's intercepted by Ricardo Holman, who slips and falls down inside the 20-yard line. Holman with the pick, second INT of the half for the Wisconsin defense.
Well, there was no miscommunication there, and that was another high-sailing football by Davis Bryn, and Holman is in great position there. And we didn't drop this one, plucked it out of the air. It would have been nice to keep his feet, get a little return yardage. But at this point, secure the turnover, get the ball back to your offense.
It was intended for the tight end, J.J. McAfee, but passed nowhere near the intended receiver. And the Badgers capitalize by getting the turnover. Let's see if they can make good on that, starting at their own 17. Braylon Allen in there. Will Pauling in the backfield, motions out to the left, handoff Braylon Allen up the middle, makes one man miss, but not the second, as Weston Wallace, defensive lineman, on the tackle at the 18-yard line, a gain of 1. Wallace, a 345-pounder, a transfer from Georgia, wearing the number 0 this week. Normally he wears 79, but they award 0. It's kind of a heart and hustle award, and Wallace has that honor this week. On second down, handoff Allen, and the Badgers' number 0 continues to find tough sledding to the 20-yard line. Tarian Lee, the linebacker, makes the play. Third down and 7 for Wisconsin at its own 20.
Got Trey Wettig in there. I know coaches want to get him more action playing left guard. Pulled there and kicked out. Not the domination we're looking for up front so far physically that we were hoping, trying to get this running game going.
Badgers just 1 of 5 on third down. It's 3rd and 7 now at their own 20. Mordecai to throw over the middle. Rucci bobbles, gathers, got chopped down at the 29-yard line, or excuse me, 26-yard line. A yard short of the marker, Justin Myers on the tackle. I'm wondering if this might be an attitude go for it here from the ball coach. Luke Fickell sizing it up here, and it's not. He looks like he's going to send the punt team out there on 4th and 1 for the Wisconsin 26-yard line.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fans here who are kind of hoping it was going to be that moment, and that was a case where if Rucci could have caught that clean, I think he gets the first down, but he has to bobble and collect, and that allowed a little time to get him down on the ground.
Bertrams, the punter, takes the snap. Kick is away. Sails high in the air. Fair catch signaled in traffic. The ball will hit untouched, and now the Badgers will kill it near the 39-yard line, Georgia Southern Territory. There is a penalty marker, though, back near the line of scrimmage. That was a 35-yard punt. And there's actually two markers, one at the end of the play.
What's the rule on that? Do you still have to give us enough space to catch? Because the halo rule's gone. Yeah, I don't think we gave him enough space.
You got to give him a fair, got to give him a little bit of room there. And like Quincy Burroughs might have been in a little bit too tight, but we got a couple of penalties here. Let's sort
it
out.
There are two fouls on the play. Illegal formation, more than four in the backfield on the kicking team. That penalty has been declined. Kick catch interference, kicking team. The ball would be put, 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. First down.
Well, this Wisconsin team continues to do enough things to put itself in a tough spot. 6:02 left in the half. Tied at 7 in Georgia Southern with that 15-yard penalty is going to get the ball in very good field position.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're always looking for complimentary football and trying to help out when maybe something's not going great. You don't pick up a first down, then the special teams goes, makes a big play. And unfortunately, we're seeing a little too much of the other way. So you have to snap out of it. You just gave up 15. And I think the special teams so far this season have been pretty good about the hidden yardage. Today, not as much. And now Georgia Southern's going to start on the other side of the 50, getting a short field in a dogfight here, all tied up at 7 with 6 minutes to go in the first half.
Badgers have been able to get a couple of turnovers, interceptions from Hunter Waller and Ricardo Holman. But the Badgers being outgained by the Eagles, 195 yards of offense for Georgia Southern, 127 for Wisconsin. Davis Brin, 13-24 through the air, 179 yards.
Yeah, just too many three and outs, and it's just been kind of the opposite of what I think everybody hoped coming into this, which was let's get that rhythm, let's get it going. And now the tough part is this really tests you, because you go down and you get the grease board out and coach is down there drawing all this stuff up. And all you really are, just let's get a first down and then we can continue to move. You get into that rhythm, and when you don't, you start pressing. That's where Wisconsin's at right now.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that right now. Caleb Hood, slot right, motions left, first down, handoff. O.J. Arnold, he gets belted by Hunter Waller at the 47-yard line. Gain of 1, 2nd down and 9 for Georgia Southern.
Yeah, neither team really running the ball all that effectively. 27 yards rushing so far for Wisconsin, 16 for the Eagles. It's been, you know, tough sledding trying to get some yards on the inside.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Arnold stays in there at running back. Irwin Burgess, one of those three on the left, now motions to the right. Snap to Brin, quick shot right side. That is caught inside the 45 by the tight end. That's Keaton Upshaw. He gets hit at the 41 of Wisconsin. 3rd down and 3 for Georgia Southern.
And you have to think this is 4-down territory. I wouldn't be surprised with a run here. You have a 3rd and 3. If you're Wisconsin, you're thinking this is probably 2-down territory. Be aggressive. Get those middle linebackers involved up at the line of scrimmage.
Numa Jungmeta on that last stop for Wisconsin. Three receivers left. Burgess tight to the right. Now Hood motions left to right. Well, the Wisconsin 41, 3rd and 3. Brin back to throw. Pops it right side. That's caught by Hood. 1st down. Austin Brown over there. Well, that's just knowing where the marker is, and it's a first down for Georgia Southern at the Wisconsin 36-yard line with 4:43 left in the half, tied at 7.
Yeah, they've just been a lot more efficient on third down. I think 4 out of 8 already, and it's been easy because they've been able to 5 out of 8. Now, they've made it easy because they position themselves in third and short. They've not made themselves in third and long situations.
Ben Barton, Darian Varner on the defensive line for Wisconsin, first and 10. Brynn back to throw, pressured by Darryl Peterson. A throw to the left, and Hood is open. He'll gather at the 25-yard line. Ricardo Holman getting over there, but late. And Badgers got pressure on the quarterback, but the quarterback was good for a 12-yard connection to Hood to the 24 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, he did a nice job of recognizing where the unblocked guy was coming from, and he threw it from far hash to the far boundary. Ball was up in the air a little bit. Unfortunately, Wisconsin didn't recognize it, and they picked up a first down.
Hood slot right, motions left on the Wisconsin 24-yard line. First and 10, Georgia Southern. Snap to Brynn, looking left, one pump, now flush to his right, chased by Wohler, and Wohler catches up to him and tossed him down outside the 25-yard line. They'll mark of the 26 of Wisconsin, loss of 2, third down and 12 for Georgia Southern.
That was a great play because the pump fake, this time Wisconsin didn't bite on that double move, hung in there, and then Hunter Wohler, it's just one-on-one, make the tackle, make sure you don't give up contain, and he does both, getting him down and got him down for a 2-yard loss.
I think I may have said third down. It's second down, actually. Second down and 12, Georgia Southern at the Wisconsin 26-yard line. Terrence Gibbs now in the backfield for the Eagles. Aylin Cobb wide left, motions to the formation for the Badger 26-yard line. Back to throw, Brynn pressure, throws over the middle, through the hands of Cobb. Incomplete, a little high, maybe catchable inside the 15-yard line. A break for Wisconsin. Now it's third down and 12. Georgia Southern at the Wisconsin 26.
Yeah, you're seeing it when he's throwing over the middle. Again, that pass rush and getting guys in there, hitting him. That starts taking a residual effect, and the ball comes out a little quicker and maybe a little hotter and a little higher. That's where balls get tipped up in the air. You overthrow, and that's where you get some of these turnovers that Wisconsin's already got two of today.
3:09 left in the half, tied at 7. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Snap to Brynn. Badgers sending 4. Brynn, tight pocket, throwing, floats to the air. Picked off Jason Matry. At the 10, across the 15, 20, 25-yard line. Matry pulled down near the 30. The pocket was tight, and Davis Brynn throws his third pick of this first half.
Great stuff again, and it all comes back to getting pressure on the quarterback, and we've seen these interceptions. These have been floated balls, trying to get rid of it or in the process of getting hit, and this time Wisconsin does a nice job of corralling it again. That was a contact on the quarterback. He made a poor decision, and then the throw was disrupted because of the hit, and now we're getting going. Now offensively, let's do something.
James Thompson Jr. providing the heat on the quarterback. Raylan Allen in the backfield. He gets the handoff from Mordecai. Room up the middle, 30, 35-yard line. Allen lowers the pads and up to the 37. Marquez Watson-Trent on the stop. Gain of 8 for Braylon. Second down and 2. Clock running, 2:48 left in the half, tied at 7. Badgers quickly back on the ball. Snap to Mordecai. He'll hand off to Allen. Running off the right side. Braylon across the 40 and is tripped up by T.J. Smith out of the secondary. First down for the Badgers at their 42. Now get Braylon going.
Get Braylon a little head of steam. Get him downhill. Plenty of time. 2:30. Plenty of time to still run your offense the way you want to do it.
3 receivers left. 1 on the right for the Wisconsin 42-yard line. First and 10. 2:20 left in the half. A fake handoff. Now Mordecai will run it off the right side. Getting a block from Braylon across the 45. And angling out of bounds is Mordecai at the 48 on a gain of 6. Second down and 4 for the Badgers.
Good, smart decision. Well, I like Braylon. Was able to be his lead blocker, looked back to see if the backside pursuit was going to get him. Didn't, enable him to pick up, what a quick 6.
Schrather Bell slot right, Tucker Ashcraft slot left on second down. Mordecai looks clean, pocket pass tipped up in the air, incomplete. The pocket was clean, but the pass was low, and it got batted away. That stops the clock with exactly 2 minutes left in the half, tied at 7. Third down and 4 for the Badgers at their own 48-yard line. Thinking that was Justin Rhodes, the D tackle with the knockdown. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Allen, the running back. Mordecai takes four-man rush. Tanner looking, scans, shuffles left, throws, and that's knocked down by Rhodes. Incomplete. Just when you think they're getting into rhythm, they get out of it.
Yeah, and a couple of knockdowns by Rhodes. That was a really nice job. That Georgia Southern only rushes three. Wisconsin's O-line holds up beautifully. Mordecai has all kinds of time. Coverage was good. And again, a little bit of a window. Mordecai has to see through. Can't get that knockdown when you're out of the pocket like he was there. Nice job by Rhodes.
All right, Hood is deep at the Georgia Southern 10. Atticus Bertram's on the punt one more time. Hangs this one high. Fair catch signaled and made by Caleb Hood at about the 10-yard line after a 43-yard punt. 1:47 left in the half. Wisconsin 7, Georgia Southern 7.
You said it, Matt. I've been asking, let's just get a first down. And you know, Braylon Allen picks it up, and then you know you get into that two-minute mode because you want to go down and score, and a couple of batted passes, and you give the ball back. You're hoping you get that momentum going, and you can start doing some things. And I have to give Georgia Southern's defense a lot of credit. Their coverage has been pretty good, and they've been able to make enough plays to get off the field and continue to give their offense credit. So Wisconsin not getting off to the start. They have found themselves in an old-fashioned tussle this afternoon.
Yeah, we'll see how Georgia Southern plays this. Both teams have the full complement of timeouts, but the Eagles are at their own 10, tied at 7, 1:47 left of the first half. O.J. Arnold in there at running back. And on first down, a little pop pass, bending to the left across the 10, 15-yard line, and up to the 16. Over there is Preston Zachman. That was K.D. Dorsey, a receiver, catching that little pop pass. Clock running, a minute and a half left in the half.
Yeah, that was really well deceived. I actually thought he handed the ball off and missed the pop pass part of it. And it got the edge again and picked it up. Now I'm guessing they're going to try and slow it down because you don't want to position yourself to give the ball back.
Second and four, Eagles at their own 16-yard line. Two receivers left, two receivers right. And a quick shot left side. Queely the catch across the 20. Cutting left, got by Hallman across the 25. Blaylock shoves him out of bounds at the 27-yard line of the far side. That'll stop the clock with a minute 10 left in the half. First down, Georgia Southern. So maybe that opens things up a little bit now for this Georgia Southern offense. Brian Ellis, the offensive coordinator, comes from Western Kentucky. So did Washington State's offensive coordinator. You see some philosophical similarities, to be sure. Back to throw, Brin on first and 10. Winds it up, fires to the right. Caught by Burgess. Immediate hit from Ricardo Hallman at the 36-yard line. Gain of 9 and a timeout taken by Georgia Southern with 1:01 left in the half, tied at 7.
Nice job there by Georgia Southern's offensive line. Cheney has been causing problems. Turner's been causing problems on some of these stunts with their linebackers, and that time they did a really nice job of picking up Cheney coming off, and that gave him a little time to make that out throw, pick up 9 yards, and keep this drive going with about a minute left in the second quarter.
So now Helton starting to use the timeouts, using the first one. Last year, Georgia Southern's quarterback was Kyle Van Treese. He was a transfer from Buffalo, and he threw for better than 4,200 yards last season. And as much as they threw the ball, there were only 7 quarterback sacks allowed, and they give a lot of that credit to Van Treese, his ability to get the ball out of his hands. Brin has been around the block quite a bit. You know, he's had 3 interceptions here, but we've seen him be pretty effective at times in this first half as well. For the 36 at Georgia Southern, second down and 1.
So you saw the little fake clap there. Wisconsin showed what they were going to do. Now you wonder, do they check? That's that fun little chess match that you're watching.
Slot left, slot right. Brin back to throw. Badgers bring 5. Right side pass. That is caught across the 45-yard line. Nizer Forkureen forcing K.D. Dorsey out of bounds at the 46 of the far side in Georgia Southern territory. Another first down for the Eagles with 57 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, the Eagles, they saw it. They've readjusted their protection. Wisconsin ran the same blitz, brought Jung Meadow off the edge, and it was picked up nicely by the Eagles.
They stay 4 receivers to either side, first and 10. 57 seconds left in the first half, tied at 7. The field goal kicker, by the way, Michael Lance, his long 48 yards. That was in week 1 against the Citadel. Inching closer into his range, penalty markers fly. A little pre-snap movement here on Georgia Southern. This will cost him 5 yards.
False start. Offense, number 17. 5 yard penalty. First down.
Again, you see these guys flinching, but what I like Wisconsin doing, they're pointing it out because the officials don't want to call that. But when you point it out and yell and you put a little pressure on them, I think that goes uncalled. Did a nice job of pointing it out, yelling, got the 5 yards.
Always good to help the officials when
Absolutely.
You can. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Brin back to throw, one pump, tight pocket again. Left side pass, broken up, incomplete. Preston Zachman breaks up the pass, intended for Caleb Hood.
Yeah, you said it. He's running the route right with him and not getting there early, waiting because you get a little bit antsy. Does a really nice job of just staying right in the spot that he needs to, getting that almost like a basketball player and a shield, getting that arm out, knocking that pass down.
Second and 15, Eagles at their own 41-yard line, 53 seconds left in the half. Brin gets the snap. He'll hand off Arnold. Room up the middle, 45 to the 50, and tossed to the turf by Hunter Wohler on the Wisconsin side of the 50. They mark at the 46, gain of 13, third and two. Clock running.
Use the aggressiveness of Wisconsin's defense against him there.
The clock had stopped for a second or two. Now 40 seconds left. A throw on third down. Caught by Hood. Stays on his feet. Spins to his right. And finally, Nizer Forkurine, hanging on for dear life, makes the play inside the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. Timeout, Clay Helton. First down, Georgia Southern with 34 seconds left in the half. So yet another conversion for Georgia Southern. Getting closer and closer to field goal range. The ball marked at the 38-yard line of Wisconsin.
Yeah, nice throw there. Right on the outside part, outside shoulder where he could pluck it. And then I love it when guys don't just go to the ground. He puts his arm up to be able to pick up some extra yardage, trying to get out of bounds. Wisconsin does a nice job of corralling him, forcing Clay Helton to use another timeout.
Well, you look for reasons why this game is close, and there are multiple, but Georgia Southern on third down is 6-for-10.
I mean, if you'd have told me that there's going to be 3 turnovers in the first half and we're going to be tied at 7 when we're in that turnover margin winning like that, I'd have told you you're crazy.
You're right. Well, the interceptions are saving the day here for Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Georgia Southern is getting close to doubling up Wisconsin in total offense. Gio Paez, James Thompson Jr., D lineman. 34 seconds left in the half, tied at 7. First and 10, Georgia Southern at the Wisconsin 38-yard line. Brin looking, pressure to his right. He'll throw it up and away as Gio Paez was closing the gate on the quarterback. Clock stops, 29 seconds left in the half. Second and 10, Georgia Southern at the Wisconsin 38.
That's not complicated. It's easy to say from up here, but you just need to continue to put pressure on the quarterback, and when you do, good things happen. We've seen 3 picks, and that was another case. Getting in his face, making him uncomfortable, making him throw the ball out of bounds.
Burgess slot right, Hood wide right. Anthony Quealy to the left. Now Hood starts in motion to the left. Taking the handoff is Davis Brin, throwing right side to O.J. Arnold, and he is chased out of bounds by Jake Cheney inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. Third down and 5, Georgia Southern, with 24 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. It puts a lot of pressure on your linebackers to make the right reads. You got a fake pop pass going one way. Then the running back looks like he may be staying in the block. Runs a wheel route. Cheney does a nice job of kind of diagnosing through all that and getting him down on the ground.
Here we go again. Another third down for Georgia Southern. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right for the Badgers, 33-yard line. Brin takes a snap, hands off Arnold, up the right hash marks, gets to the 30-yard line and is covered up there. First hit from Paez. He gets some help. 14 seconds left in the half. You would think Helton will take it down to 3 and use his final timeout. It's 4th and 2 at the Wisconsin 30. Game clock is at 5-4-3, and the timeout taken with 2 seconds left in the half. So we'll send on Michael Lance, senior from Georgia, but he kicked for Minnesota. And prior to this year, his career long with the Gophers was 40 yards in the Outback Bowl game a few years ago against Auburn. He has topped that right away with his new school, a 48-yarder in their season opener against the Citadel. And that's about what we're looking at here.
Can you jinx him like you did that Buffalo kicker earlier?
Greatest kicker
never
maybe
missed.
Of all time.
Yeah, I have to give Georgia Southern a ton of credit because if my quarterback threw three picks and we're tied up at seven with a minute and a half left, I had been really content just getting a first down and calling it because you don't want to turn it over a fourth time and give Wisconsin a short field, keep that momentum. And Clay Helton, you said it, going to win, being aggressive, and that was a really impressive drive that they just put to give these guys a chance to take the lead into the half.
All right, this will be a 48-yard attempt from the right hash mark.
Just for fun here, Matt, I'm calling a block kick return tutter.
Works for me.
He's going to have to kick it low. Let's get one. Let's get our hands up, block this bad boy.
The lines are down. Final snap of the first half, and Wisconsin will use a timeout. And here's where some of the new rules come into effect. A lot of talk about the clock running on first downs until the final 2 minutes of each half. You cannot call consecutive timeouts. So before this year, you could freeze the kicker, call multiple. You can't do that now. So Fickell using one here. And we'll regroup, and then it's game on.
Yeah, I like that rule. I think, you know, we see NBA games, the last minute and a half takes 45 minutes. there's only so much ice in the chest. Ice him once, that's fine. I've never liked the idea you could do two or three of them. So here you go. You do the icing. You try to get this thing, and this is the time. Big play from the special teams would be ideal right here.
All right, now here we go. 2 seconds left, first half. Wisconsin 7, Georgia Southern 7. 48-yard field goal try, right hash mark from Michael Lance. The lines are down. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is no good. Wide right. And the Badgers and Georgia Southern head into their locker rooms in a tie game at Camp Randall Stadium. Well, if you're Georgia Southern, you're thinking, we should be ahead. You're Wisconsin, it's let's get it together. And they've been good in the second half of each of their first two games. The whole fast start thing didn't happen, but maybe the good third quarter thing will continue. Our score at the half in Madison, Wisconsin 7, Georgia Southern 7. Coming up, Mike Heller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Badger Football is brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers and by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger Football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, I'm Mike Heller on the American Family Halftime Report. Well, this is not a scintillating first half. It seems that Wisconsin has been trying to play complimentary football and trying to find a quicker start, along with finishing, has not accomplished any of that so far today. The one plus for the Badgers at the break is that they have forced three turnovers, three interceptions by Brin, the quarterback for Georgia Southern. But here's a couple of telltale numbers in the first half. Brin has thrown the ball 37 times, 22 of 37 for 251 yards. Obviously, the three interceptions are the killers there. But Georgia Southern has 11 plays of 10 yards or more on offense. Wisconsin has four, and they all came in the first quarter. So the Badgers' offense is indeed in full-on sputter mode right now. And another note of that, Braylon Allen has carried it four times for 16 yards. He does not look fresh or explosive in the run game. Ches Malusi, 6 for 17. We played 30 minutes of football, and it's 7-7 at the break. Wisconsin will begin the second half with the football. We'll check around the Big Ten and top 25 scores in a moment at the half at Camp Randall Stadium. It is Georgia Southern 7, Wisconsin 7. As we continue, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report will continue. We'll look at some of the other scores from around the country next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le diría a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestrashistorias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Again, back with you at Camp Randall Stadium at halftime. It is 7-7 Georgia Southern and Wisconsin. very much a sleepy morning at Camp Randall Stadium, especially where Wisconsin's offense is concerned. More on that in a couple of moments. Time for this scoreboard report brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics in the Big Ten. Early action. Number 7, Penn State leads at Illinois, although it's just 13-7. People expected a bit more of an advantage for Penn State in this one. They lead it by 6 with a minute 27 to play in the first half. Indiana's at home with Louisville. It's 21-0 Louisville with 14-23 to play. They've begun the third quarter in Bloomington. Louisville leading it handily in that one. A little bit later on, Minnesota will play in the 2:30 window. That's at number 20, North Carolina. Northwestern is on the road at Duke at 2:30. Duke is 21st ranked in the country. Number 25, Iowa, is home with Western Michigan at 2:30. Later in the day, Ohio State, number 6 in the country, home with Western Kentucky. Michigan State will play host to Washington, number 8 in the nation. That's a 4 o'clock kickoff. Nebraska, home with Northern Illinois. Number 2, Michigan, plays Bowling Green in Ann Arbor tonight. And Purdue is also home this evening, 6:30. Purdue is Wisconsin's opponent next Friday night in West Lafayette. Other top 25 action, Florida State, number 3 in the nation. They lead at Boston College, but just 17-10. That game going on in Boston, at Boston College, rather, and they are at the half. As we mentioned, Penn State leading 13-7, minute and a half to play in the first half of that one. And number 14, LSU leads 24-7 on the road at Mississippi State. Kansas State trailing. They're 15th ranked in the country. They trail 17-14 at the half at Missouri. Bill Schmidt will step in and join me. We'll talk about the first half here at Camp Randall, where the score is tied at 7-7. We continue on our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 22nd through the 24th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel.
Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matt's Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for. Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot, it's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
We continue on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. I'm Mike Heller. Bill Schmidt, one of the hosts of our postgame show, joins me. I'll give you this, Billy. Wisconsin had one drive for 70 yards and a touchdown. Their other drives have been 4 three-and-outs, one turnover on downs, and two other five-play drives for punts. Half of their yardage came on one drive. The offense has been ineffective at best.
Yeah, and it's really difficult in a tempo offense, an up-tempo offense, if you're unable to get that first down, right? We talk about that in the first couple of plays. and especially when you're not able to extend drives, just one of seven on third down. I mean, that's as crippling as turning the football over right now.
When I talked to Phil Longo yesterday, we talked about the evolution of the offense. So right now, the evolution is in neutral. They're not moving forward. They haven't found whatever that is.
Well, you used to drive those manual stick shifts, right?
Stick shifts,
I've always had an automatic. Generally, I didn't think I had to flip it into gear. It just kind of stuck here, right? And they need a little clutch. They need something to be able to change that momentum, flip that gear. When we were here a couple of weeks ago, right, that was Ches Malusi out of the locker room. That's one thing that Badger fans at this moment got to hang your hat on. This team has come out of the locker room really strong each of their first two games. They're going to need it here today.
On a positive, they've been looking for turnovers. They have three of them. Haven't been able to make anything happen. So far, Georgia Southern has thrown the ball 37 times in one half of football.
And they've really taken advantage of the classic air raid concept. A couple of curls, a couple of hitches, and trying to utilize that slot wheel. And it's been open a couple of times. There's one down here, ultimately ends up in a touchdown for Georgia Southern, but ball in the air, 35 yards away from the receiver. It had six written all over it. There's been way too much separation in the secondary.
You talked about it a moment ago, Billy. Wisconsin has come out pretty good in the second half of both games so far. What's going on in there now that changes what the next 30 minutes are?
Well, there's a little bit of come to Jesus, I imagine. That there's probably some moments of confidence, and it's got to be a little bit relentless confidence. You got to believe every single time that you step onto this field that you're going to make an impact. And it seems like right now a lot of people are waiting for their opportunity to make an impact. You just got to go seize the moment.
Last one quick. Are you a little surprised at the lack of mo in the building, a lack of energy that we haven't seen yet?
Well, that's for sure. Now, frankly, I think varsity hopefully cranks that up a little bit,
right,
but it has been a you said breakfast with the Badgers.
Yeah.
Now we need to get to the happy hour portion.
Very good. Billy Schmidt will be joined by Tim Scott postgame from Union South as we put this one to bed. At the half, we're tied at 7. Coming up next, our American Family Insurance Halftime Report. A look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Bigly, wingly, shop the pig.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards! I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do list. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
7-7 the score, Wisconsin and Georgia Southern. Let's check out some of the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, Building Wisconsin Together. .com. The Eagles with 283 yards of offense compared to just 146 for Wisconsin. Georgia Southern 6 of 11 on third down compared to 1 of 7 for the Badgers. Tanner Mordecai 10 of 18 through the air, 100 yards. Davis Brin 22 of 37 passing, 251 yards and 3 interceptions. The rushing totals for Wisconsin, really for both sides, just putrid in the first half. Ches Malusi, 6 carries for 17. Braylon Allen, 4 totes for 16. Tanner Mordecai has pulled it down 5 times for 13. O.J. Arnold, 6 attempts for 26 yards, leading the way for Georgia Southern on the ground. Caleb Hood through the air with 7 catches for 61. Derwin Burgess, 5 for 105. Skylar Bell with the 3 catches leading the way. Chimray Dike with a long catch of 38 yards, 2 catches for 48 overall. 7-7 Wisconsin and Georgia Southern. A couple of minutes ago, Patrick Herb caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, we knew turnovers could come in bunches. You got 3 of them there. Good sign for the defense, isn't it?
It is. You just got to keep playing and things come your way and you got to make the plays. And, you know, possibly could have had another one or two. And so that's a good sign. We got to get, you know, not give up the big plays, but we made some big plays as well.
And then how do you jumpstart this offense in the second half? They showed they can have it with that long touchdown drive.
Yeah, you know, there's some balance to things. We got to be better on third down. We got to put ourselves in a situation where it's not third and long. So I think we really got to do better on first and especially second down.
Good luck, Coach.
All right, guys, thank you very much. That's a key to it. We talk a lot about there's a stat for third down conversion rate, but as he pointed out, you get yourself in third and 7, third and 8, it's going to be hard to have a good conversion rate.
It is, and I think we've just seen, and you mentioned, you used the word putrid. And I don't think I think you might be even being nice when you say that. It's just we all assume, and hopefully the second half, we saw Braylon get a little bit, you know, Coach Alvarez used to always say, lather him up a little bit. Well, it's chillier out, but that's, I think, where you start wearing on people. That first half, outside of the three turnovers, if there's not 3 turnovers, we're in big trouble. Yeah. So Wisconsin has hung in there with that, but this is still going to be, I think you look at what we did against Buffalo and say, all right, let's get the ball in our player and in our tailback's hands. Let's start wearing down on these guys, because that's always been the formula when you're playing teams that you should beat here at Wisconsin, is let's pound the football and then use that passing game. I'll be curious to see what the MO of this offense is going to be coming out here to start the second half.
Yeah, it was that running game in week one that got it cranked up against Buffalo. It was 14-10 at the half of that game, and then Ches Malusi, Braylon Allen went to work. So let's see if we see that type of formula as Michael Lance set to kick off. Remember, Georgia Southern was on the brink of grabbing the lead at the half, but Michael Lance unable to connect on a 48-yard field goal try. Thus, we remain tied at 7. Badgers receiving, going left to right as we view it, north to south here at Camp Randall Stadium. Lance, Georgia Southern, traveling white unis, the blue trim, Badgers in the home cardinal and the white trim. Lance on the approach, and the kick is away. DK drifting to his right. He'll grab it about 5 yards deep and just take the touchback. Second half underway as Wisconsin starts at its 25-yard line. And let's send it downstairs. We check in with Patrick Herb.
So average down to go on third down is important, but interestingly enough, Wisconsin has averaged third and 6.7 yards per third down. Georgia Southern, third and 7 is their average down to go. They've just done a much better job of converting. Also, quick, while we have a minute, special shout out to Austin Herb, turned 11 today, driving back from his youth football win today in Reedsburg. Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, Bobby, we're doing that. I'm shouting out my daughter, Eleanor. She's turned, she turned 10. I don't know if I want her around that young Herb.
Big day at the Tauscher house. First down, handoff. Ches Malusi getting the call. Angles off the right side of the line up to the 29-yard line on a gain of 4. Davion Rhodes on the stop.
Yeah, good physical. That's a good physical way to start this half. Instead of Malman kind of getting up, just getting a little bit of a little bit of a push, giving Malusi a little space to run.
Will Pauling slides to the left. Mordecai fakes the handoff. Tanner looking, sets, throws, and that was deflected, incomplete, intended for Pauling. It looked like that ball got flicked just a little bit and steered it off course. Third and six for the Badgers at their 29-yard line.
Yeah, there's a little late leakage, and again, another tip pass. Good vertical there by number nine in the middle of getting that ball down on the ground. Otherwise, that's a completion. Mordecai stood in that pocket and delivered it, but they're definitely zoning in on reading his eyes, trying to get those hands up, taking away some of the passing lanes.
Yeah, that was the linebacker, Caudrey Jackson, with the deflection on third down. Mordecai pulls it down. He'll run it 30. Tanner lunging toward the stick, and he may have gotten there. Boy, that's a great effort by Mordecai just to make this close. Right at the 35, he got there. First down for Wisconsin. Boy, that was a lot of want to from the quarterback, MJ Stroud. And we'll see if this gets reviewed. Yeah. Get up there, guys. I mean, that's like razor's edge close. And they are going to review it. Boy, this is where you have got to go fast.
On the field on the previous play was line to gain was for first down. That ruling is under further review.
We'll take a look. He may have been down before the ball got to the 35-yard line.
I love the dial up there by Phil Longo of calling that quarterback draw. You get a little pressure, you get a little space, and great effort. I think he is a little bit short, but the effort by Mordecai, he's getting dragged down at about the 33, and he gets all the way. He's about his knees down. He's almost a full yard short here, half a yard of where we needed to be for the line to gain.
MJ Stroud, a redshirt freshman defensive lineman, made the play. Yeah, they've got it marked at the 35, and they're going to back it up, I think, closer to the 34. And then now this decision time for Luke Fickell again. It would be fourth and short in Wisconsin territory.
After reviewing the play, the runner was short of the line to gain. Therefore, it is fourth down.
And we'll see how Fickell plays this. The crowd will probably tell you. And the offense stays out there. Here we go. Fourth down, about a half yard to go at the 34 and a half. And the Badgers are going for it. Mordecai remains in the shotgun. Malusi remains the running back. Aiden Rucci, the tight end, motions left to right. Two tight ends out there. Snap to Mordecai. Penalty marker down. Malusi bangs his way to the first down at the 37-yard line.
Illegal formation.
Illegal formation. More than four in the backfield offense. 5-yard penalty from the previous spot, fourth down.
To the point, that cannot happen, and it's happened multiple times in this game for the Wisconsin offense.
Yeah, I love what Luke Fickell decided to do, because at some point you have to set a tone. You have to be smart about it. Go and you pick it up, but you can't have those kind of clerical mistakes. Mm-hmm. Not week three, not when you're in a dogfight like what we are here in the second half.
So now it's fourth down at about six. Atticus Bertrams is on the punt. Caleb Hood is deep. Bertrams shuffles to his left. Kick is away. Hit it well. And the fair catch signaled by Hood. He bobbles and gathers at the 26-yard line, Georgia Southern territory. 13:47 left of the third quarter. Tied at seven. That was a 44-yard punt from Bertrams. Build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com today. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. The 25-yard line, Georgia Southern territory, first and 10. O.J. Arnold, the running back. Caleb Hood, slot right, motions to the left, three receivers that way. Bryn, the throw, shoots it short, caught by Cobb across the 30-yard line, and he'll advance to the 34 on a gain of nine. And the Eagles quickly get back on the ball. Second down and one.
Yeah, way too easy. Easy pitch and catch there. Nobody near him on that first down. And again, the fake runs and doing all that stuff to help their offensive line. But when you give him that much time in the pocket, he's going to sit back, diagnose, and make the correct throw.
Two receivers stacked, slot to the right side. Back to throw, Brent. Pressured, hit by Jungmeta. Ball floats in the air. It is caught inside the 30-yard line by Joshua Thompson. Oh, Brent got hammered and threw a perfect ball down to the 25 of Wisconsin.
I can't tell you. I don't know how what I just saw happened. It looked like we were in great position to intercept that football. As you said, Matt, took an absolute shot. Double coverage out there. He takes a great shot right there by Jungmeta, and somehow it ends up in the hands of his receiver. That was an unbelievable play.
Down to the 25-yard line of Wisconsin. First and 10. McAfee, the tight end, motions left to right. Brent, one pump, floats it right side deep. McAfee got a touchdown. Georgia Southern on another perfect pass.